This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So we've got a marinade, John, and in the marinade there's a wee bit of egg white. So an egg white sounds weird, but that'll sort of help, you know, everything to adhere to make it crispy. Bit of soy sauce, ginger, garlic, sesame oil and five spice, and whisk that all together. And then what I used was rump steak, you know, or chump, and just, you know, slice it quite thinly. And if you can make it kind of, you know, if you get a nice big bit of it, you know, a thick bit of it, and so you've got a nice big sort of slice rather than shredded, you know, so that way.
And obviously take the fat off it.
Aye, definitely. Yeah.
You don't want any fat in this.
No, definitely not. Not in this kind of thing, you know. Don't get me wrong, I quite like a bit of fat, you know, but no, not in this case. And then just marinate that for a couple of hours and then take it out, right? Take your meat out and get a bowl of corn flour and then just take them, dip a couple of pieces of the beef. Yeah. And dip them in the corn flour just to coat it, shake it off, put it onto a tray lined with parchment paper. Don't throw it all in, you know, don't be tempted to just throw all that into the corn flour. Because you'll just get one big clump of beef. So do it sort of, you know, dredge it in a couple or two or three pieces at a time. So that's why the bigger the meat, the better. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because then it saves you any old hassle. So just, and then put that into the fridge. So that's it. And then what will happen then, the sort of, you know, the corn flour will kind of disappear into the meat. So it's white when you put it in. When you bring it out, it'll be nice and brown. So When that's in the fridge, so there's the sauce. We're going to fry this beef again, John. If you want it nice and crispy, do it in batches.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the key, isn't it? It's just to do it, to get a nice hot pan, do it in batches, and then, you know, you're not, if you're throwing all the beef in at once, you know, you're going to get it. That's where you get it grey, because what you're looking for really is to sort of caramelise the sugars in the beef. So if you've got really nice hot oil, good and hot, and put it in. Be careful because of the hot oil. Put it in, and then just it'll crisp up very quickly. It's very quick, and then just take it out and put it into. So maybe do it in two or three batches, and take it out and put it onto a tray. Set it aside, and
so then you're doing the beef first of all without. Not doing any onions or any of that kind of stuff in there.
No, nothing like that. No, there's no real onions in this at this stage. Well, there is eventually, but you want to do a wee sauce, and it's just chili. Honey, bit of white wine or rice vinegar, and hoisin sauce, a bit of garlic, you know, and just whisk that all together. Put a wee bit of ginger in that as well. And then at this stage, you know, you've got a nice big hot, and I think everybody sort of seems to have a wok now, don't they?
Yeah.
So you've got we've got our beef cooked, and then just add some oil and cook your onion, and I've put a wee bit of celery into this. I love celery, and you know, in Chinese dishes, you know, and what I do is try and keep the middle, but you know, nice sort of tender stems in the middle, and just slice them as thinly as you can.
You know,
and then just you're just going to stir fry that for a couple of minutes, and then the beef and the ginger, some ginger, go back in again. So your beef is nice and crispy. And then that sauce, and then just toss it around. That's it. So really, it's a good dish just to have everything sort of ready.
Yeah.
You could have your beef is all marinated and coat it in the fridge. Get your veg ready. It's a very last minute thing. Get your bit of sauce ready.
It's like one of those that you'd see on TV when you do your stuff and you have the nice little bowl of, you know, whatever, chopped peppers or nice little bowl of garlic, nice little bowl of ginger.
Lovely.
Have that all prepped and have that all ready to go. And then you can feel like Paula McIntyre on the TV.
Aye, that's it. Yeah, why not, John? Why not? So that's your beef. So again, last minute. And then this mushroom fried rice. So again, we're just doing just a real... I've cooked some rice according to the pack and then drain it, you know, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you could do that and have that in the fridge.
Do you use a rice cooker?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't have any room for any more gadgets.
I know. I thought you might have had one in there. Because people swear by them that have them.
Well, my brother says it's the best bit of thing he uses all the time. And once you get... I don't know about you. I always cook too much rice. And then, you know, you put it in the fridge. So he was saying that you just stick everything into the rice cooker and you get to know exactly what you need and it cooks it perfectly and that's it. Have you got one?
No, I don't. I've been tempted to get one. Cause
I think there'd be...
Handy. I'm sure everybody has this. You have one glass in your cupboard that is the... Is two
glass.
People is two people's
the
worth
rice
of rice
glass.
Yeah, and if anything ever happens to that glass, I don't know what we're going to do.
I know, exactly, that's it. So so I've cooked the rice, and again, you know, get a nice hot wok, and now I have this pan on for these mushrooms, John, and the thing about when you're cooking mushrooms, again, so do a nice big, you know, get a nice big wok. And just put some oil down the sides because you're really using the sides of the wok, and then just fire in your mushrooms when it's smoking hot. You know when there's actual, you can sort of see the fumes up the side. That's what you want. If you don't do that, again, the same principle as with the grey beef. You're going to get grey mushrooms. You don't want that either.
Yeah.
So get it really, really pumping hot, and add the mushrooms, and then I'm just sealing these off here just to get them nice and golden. And then fire in some, onion, garlic, ginger, and cook that for about 5 minutes. And then just finish that off, the rice, bit of soy sauce, and scallions, get the rice in. Keep stirring it round just to reheat it up. And then some scallions and season it with a bit of soy sauce.
And the scallions, you're not looking to cook the scallions.
No,
just kind of soften them.
They're gonna soften in that, yeah. You want to get the nice colour, don't you? Soy sauce, now I have to say, if you can, soy sauce, the Japanese light soy sauce is probably the best one because it's got that lovely umami and it's not actually too salty. So throw all that in, that's it. And then, you know, you've got your beef there, you've got your mushroom fried rice, and that's it.
That sounds delicious. Now, I only wish I hadn't made a chicken rice curry last night because I would do that today again. I might have to wait till Monday.
It's beef.
Yeah.
This is different. This is completely different. You could do it with chicken, actually, too. Or pork. Fillet would be perfect. Yeah.
I feel I've never really hit the thing with rice. And our kids laugh and I make risottos and stuff like that. And I think secretly they laugh and kind of go, "Aye, there he is again, making his old wet rice." And, yeah. Unappreciated, basically, in my own backyard, I think.
I think so, John.
I'll certainly give this a go.
Buy yourself a rice cooker and just don't have them round anymore.
That's the solution.
There you are.
Yeah. I'll prep this. I'll get this. I think this is one for Monday for a day off. Get this all prepped. Have it all ready to rock and roll and then see what the reaction is. I'll let you know.
Nice wee glass of Chinese beer.
Now you're talking.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.